I embarrassed my family this weekend, of course. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. But seriously, get in on this debate between my wife and I, all right? If something is put at the end of a curb, it's the universal sign that it's free, right?
Like out on the curb, yeah.
314-531-9898. So my wife and I are on a walk, and it's late at night, kind of. It's starting to get dark out. I was with the kids, and she's walking by, and she sees, like, it's like almost like a play, like, market, where it has, like, a scanner and everything.
Oh,
it's pretty
wow.
cool. Yeah, it looks, like, really
legit?
Cool. Yeah, my wife's a play therapist. She loves this kind of stuff. She's like, oh, my God, it's on the curb. And she's like, do you think this is free? And I was like, yeah, let's just take it. And she's like, you know, my wife, she's like, yeah. not like me.
Rule
she's
follower.
Like, rule follower, way quieter, way like, no. Like, I'm not going to just take it. I'm like, yeah, I'll just take it. I'll carry this thing back. She's like, no, we're not. I can't just take it. And I was like, well, I'll just go ring their doorbell and I'll ask if I could take it. She do not ring their doorbell. I'm like, I'll walk right up
yeah.
there. So I walked up there. I ring the doorbell and you could hear, like, the wrestling, like, there's some man at the door. There's a man at the door.
Scary, scary.
Yeah. These kids,
stranger danger.
Because it's starting to get dark out and stuff like that. And so these three kids answer the door with a babysitter.
And oh.
So the babysitter's like, hi. And I'm like, hey, is that thing at the end of the curb, like, for free or what? And she's like, I don't know. I'm the babysitter. And the kids are, like, probably, like, 4, 6, and 8 is my guess. I'm getting different stories from the kids.
Oh, no.
Because like, the one kid's like, oh, yeah, we're selling it. And so like my wife's like, yeah, it could be like a Facebook market. Somebody could be
yeah.
picking it up. And so that was my wife's story. She's like, oh, yeah, we're selling it. And she goes, yeah, yeah, it's selling it for free.
What?
And like, and that's what the one little girl says. She goes, we're selling it for free. I go, so are you guys selling it? Is it free? Yeah. That's what the girl
oh
says.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, hold on. I'm like, is it free or is it being sold? And they're like, oh, what you said.
Oh,
and the
no.
babysitter's like, let me text mom. So I stand there and she texts
Brett!
Mom. Not like called. Like my wife's like, let's go. Meanwhile, my kid's wearing his like Halloween costume already. She's like, and he's like, Dad, what's going on over there? And so he comes walking up in a fireman outfit.
Gosh, this is pure chaos.
And but the little girl's like, nice firefighter outfit. He goes, yeah, I'm a helper. And so my wife is literally just looking down, like, oh my God. I'm like, can I take this thing or what? She goes, I didn't get a text back from mom. They're on a date. So I'm trying to interrupt their date to see if I can take this thing for free. And I'm like, this is the universal sign that something is free is you leave it at the curb. Who leaves something somewhere else for Facebook market? So she's like, oh, I didn't get a text back. And I was like, okay. And so I left and we left it there. And then I drove by the next day. That thing was gone.
It's gone. Mm.
So I don't know if someone took it or if it was a Facebook market that they were selling for free.
Oh,
you know what you should have done?
Is it free or should I have taken it or not?
Yeah,
I think you should have.
You should have taken it. You could have left your name and your number with the babysitter and the kids and say, hey, look, I'm going to take this because if it's free, this is awesome. But if it's not, I totally understand and we'll just bring it back.
I just feel like this whole situation was a disaster. Like, this whole thing, this is so Brett Mega-coded, I can't even, like, explain. I'm with your wife on this. I think, no, you should have just dropped it and left. Maybe the furthest you should have gone is, like, up to the door, but once you realize, like, the parents weren't even home, like, okay, I'm just going to turn around. Instead, you're chit-chatting it up with the five-year-old babysitter, probably. Like, you know how scared she probably was?
I think it's commendable that you know, went to the front door.
Do the parents feel that, like, oh, a strange man is at the door talking to my children about whether this is free or
well,
not?
Well, I don't think anybody really puts something at the curb for sale unless it's like there's actually a sign on it or something, right? Like, did you look and see if, you know.
Yeah, there was no sign, so that made me feel like it could be a Facebook market exchange. Like,
but then,
leave the money in the mailbox and then they just grab it. And they didn't want people walking
around
to the door.
If I'm on the other end of that, though, and I'm selling it, I'm not putting it at the curb. I'm saying it'll be on the front porch for you to grab.
Right.
You know, there's so many different places.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, if it's on the curb, it's like touching the sidewalk, but closer to the curb. It's every man's game.
I don't know.
I believe that. And
so the parents, but I think an important part here is the parents weren't home, so this could have been a Facebook market dealio.
Yeah.
And they wanted to just get it out there and have it easy to pick up for the people to buy.
But the kids knew. The kids knew they were selling it.
The kids don't know crap. The kids say selling for free. What does that mean?
What should I have done? Should I have taken this thing, or did I do the right thing by leaving it behind? Because I didn't want to be like I would have been stealing. And I would have just been stolen in front of my kids. Like, Dad's a thief. 314-531-9898. When you see something at the curb, does that mean it's free? You can just take it? Or do you need to ask before you take it? It's Y98 St. Louis. I might have embarrassed. I actually did embarrass my family this weekend. Because I think it's the universal sign. When something is free, you put it at the end of the curb. That's just how it works. Yeah. 314-531-9898. Is that the universal sign that something is free? Or maybe that's where you make it a Facebook market exchange, or maybe kids just leave it. My wife and I were on a walk and we saw like a toy, and it was like a market. It had like a scanner and everything. It looked pretty cool. My wife is like a play therapist. Like, my kids love playing market. She's like, this thing is awesome. And it's in such good condition. And I was like, oh, I'll just go ring in the doorbell. Rang the doorbell, asked, and the babysitter was there. She texted mom and dad on date night, anything. I didn't get an answer. What were they doing on date night?
Well, what could the text have said, too? Mean, she right, sent him, yeah, like, this is weird. Weird
emergency,
dude at
man at the door.
Guys are making it sound like I'm a creeper. Hannah, you said there's some text messages that have questions for me and everything?
Yes. We got a text, which I think is a really valid question or something you should have done. Someone said, did you check Marketplace? Like, you could have looked it up on Marketplace and saw if the little market was on there.
I have never been on Facebook Marketplace. We buy stuff all the time on Facebook
Marketplace. How would you even go about that?
My wife does all that stuff.
You just look up, like, Marketplace.
Yeah, my wife handles all the Facebook.
And if you would have saw it, then you would have known, okay, then it was on Marketplace. If it's free, then it's free. If not. I think that was a really good option.
My wife handles all that kind of stuff. You know what I do? I just walk up the doors and I ring them.
Right.
We got another text saying, my mom lives on the hill and people there do that all the time. I ended up with a $700 patio set because of this. It worked out for me so well.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
For free.
Was it really free? That's the real question. Matt, how do you feel about someone leaving something at the curb? Is that a universal sign it's free?
That's a universal sign that they think it's trash. You should definitely pick it up.
See,
if they're doing the Facebook market thing, they would have left a note or put it somewhere else.
Yep.
See? Matt says that thing is mine.
I don't know.
It was in such good condition. This thing was not trash, Matt. Forky is not trash. This is nice.
This is a lot of value in Brett's heart.
Sue, you had a good point, though. It could have been the kids leaving it out. Like, the kids could have been using it and leaving it by the curb.
Playing.
Like, maybe they were playing at the curb, and they just left it there, and the babysitter didn't drag it back in. But it would have taught them a lesson. You don't leave your stuff at the curb.
There you go.
Yeah. Good way to learn it.
I mean,
yeah, that's two birds, one stone.
At the curb.
See,
that's right.
Sue, thank you so much for the call, Sue. They'll be like, hey, when they come looking for me, did you steal my thing off my curb? Like, I'm here to teach your kids a lesson.
That's right.
That would have went real well.
From one good parent to another.
Right, exactly.
When they come knocking at my door later. Rosie, do you think that was the universal sign that it was free and I should have taken it?
No way. I feel like there's these Facebook marketplace. They're not marketplace groups, but they're buy nothing groups, which are private. And it's usually based in your community. So they might have arranged for someone to come pick it up. And because it sounds like it's a bulky item, they put it so they could just, you know, pull up in their car and load it up.
They were looking out for the people.
So they were selling it for free because it's free since it's buy nothing.
So that
these
was actually
kids
true.
Knew the about kids this actually buy for free site.
So me making fun of these kids felt
they were
for
fun
free.
Of you, dude.
Yeah,
they're like, you don't know about this.
They're genius.
We just answered you. How many times do we have to answer for this guy?
Right.
We're selling it for free. Don't you know? Rosie will explain it to you on Monday. Okay, bro. We don't have enough time. We're trying to play with our babysitter. All right, Sarah. Do you think that Rosie was right? They were selling it for free, or I should have taken that bad boy? Sarah?
She's speechless.
All right, Sarah. Thank you so much for that. She hung up. You know, that I think it explains it. They were selling it for free.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you so much for listening on Y98 St. Louis.